Morning, Scott. How are you?
Very good, thank you. Good morning, guys.
Nice to have you on the show. And with your club coming off a 5-0 win against Western United, of course, you won the Sydney Derby the week before. You scored a goal. I mean, clearly, the success has come since you've arrived. You're going to take the credit, aren't you?
I've got to, don't I? I've got to be modest, surely. No, it's been a wonderful start. And look, just what we needed. I think when you win such a big game like a derby, you have to back it up. And we certainly did that in style. So it's put us in a really good position again. The league's really tightened up, so the league's been so competitive this year especially, and it's all to play for with, you know, 5 games to go.
Yeah, Scott, what are some of the different styles with the Wanderers compared to Brisbane?
Oh, look, I think change of system, change of manager. The manager's a bit more relaxed here, I find, and, you know, he believes, you know, in his players, even through the bad spells. He's been trying to just breed confidence within them. And thankfully, you know, the boys have just kept, you know, chipping away. And all he asked of me was to come in and sort of, you know, lead by example with your experience and be a voice, another voice out actually on the pitch for them, you know, echoing the instruction. And hopefully I've been able to carry that out so far.
And do you think the boys are playing good enough footy to compete with Melbourne Sydney and Sydney FC at the moment? Or are there areas that you think you need to improve?
Oh, look, there's always areas to improve, Clarkie. I think, you know, possession-based, at times, we haven't been good enough. We know that. Mm. We need to keep the ball better at certain times within the game to try and control it better. But certainly with the attack and prowess that we have firepower-wise in this team, we're a team to fear if we get it right like we did on the weekend. So I think Melbourne City are the bar right now. They're absolutely flying. And they're very, very difficult to stop once they get in full flow. So they're going to be the bar, like I said. So Sydney FC are always there or thereabouts because of their experience. And we've still got to play them again in a big one in a couple of weeks at the SCG. So really looking forward to that. And basically, the old cliche, it's 5 cup finals to the end of the season.
And Scotty, what about Perth this weekend? How do you go about shutting them down? Who are their key players?
Oh, look, Diego Castro and Bruno Fornaroli, very experienced players, marquee players for Perth. And Chris Economides, actually, who's an Australian international, come back from a really, really bad injury. He scored 2 in his last 2 games. So, again, their firepower, they're very top-heavy as well in terms of the quality that they possess up top. So I think it's going to be a case of whoever can obviously shut the back door better could come out on top on this one. But it makes for a really exciting game, hopefully.
How good, Scott, has it been to reunite with Kenny Miller, your old teammate there at Celtic, assistant there at the Wanderers, and no doubt probably talking about Rangers winning the Scottish Premier League as well, which Kenny would be more happy about than you.
Yeah. I know. I thought you were going to say that. Yeah, we're all teammates. Obviously, he was at Celtic with me for a brief spell, but then he was a turncoat and went back to Rangers once more. But now, look, there's always some good banter flying around. You know, Graham Dorans, another Scottish internationalist. He played for Rangers as well. So there's a nice little mix there and a good little bit of banter, obviously being so far away from it. But look, I spent so much of my life there. I'm pretty much Scottish, if you ask me, you know, for the amount of time and my parents being from there. So it's nice to be with, you know, British people again. I understand how they work. So for me, it was quick and easy just to fit in. And I think that's how, you know, I've been able to fit in so quickly in the last 2 weeks because I know exactly what, you know, the coaching staff want.
Scotty, can you answer me this, mate? Why has the quality been so good this year compared to maybe some of the other seasons? And again, I've watched a couple of A-League games and I've sat there and quite enjoyed it. And when I speak to a lot of the other experts about soccer, they say it's been brilliant. What have you identified as one of the reasons that A-League this year has gone to another level?
Look, I think because there's been so much more youth brought in as well, what that's allowed for is a little bit more, say, probably naivety at times. Mm-hmm. And through that, obviously, we've had a lot more, you know, exciting games and goals. You know, goals are plenty in games, which has made for a great A-League this year. And it has been fantastic. And if you look at it, how even it has been, and if you look at that league table right now, it's brilliant because everyone's in with a shout to get to the finals. It's hugely exciting. We've got crowds back as well. It's a wonderful crowd for the Sydney Derby, and we're hoping for a lot more of that, and we certainly know what our crowds can be like if we're successful. So we're just looking for a great run until to the end of the season, and hopefully they'll back us all the way.
Just on that crowd, when you come up against Sydney FC, how does that compare to some of the other atmospheres, you know, around different countries that you've played at?
It's up there, absolutely. You know, with the RBB and the atmosphere that they make, you know, and it's not just, you know, for when you score a goal, it's for every minute of the 90 minutes, you know, and that's proper football crowds, you know, and the passion that they show. And they certainly showed that on the night. And the more we can get that within the game, obviously in a safe environment, which there certainly was a couple of weeks ago. Look, sometimes I think we get a little bit carried away over here, guys, with the crowds, and you know, because it's partisan and we're not very used to it because of the other codes. They all mix within their crowds, and it's a friendly atmosphere. Football's tribal. That always has been. And, you know, if we take that away from the game, we lose something. So we need to keep that ingrained within the game of football, and especially in Australian football.
Scotty, what about for you personally, mate? 37 years young, another five-year contract?
I need some tips, Clarky.
Mate, don't ask me. I retired.
Go for as long as you can,
yeah.
Scotty, and as much as you can.
Early.
My back's a little bit sore too, mate. So I might on that.
Stop but carrying your team then.
I'm just one game at a time.
Awesome,
the
man.
Reason why I came here was, you know, it could be the last one. Mm. And with the family's blessings to come to Sydney and do this and play for such a great club within the A-League. It's been a great experience for me coming home and you know, sort of finishing my career where it all started again, you know, in Australia. I think that's, you know, every Australian player's dream that they want to do that, because I left here at such a young age. I was a 15-year-old boy when I left. So, but it was where it all started. So it's nice to just come back and celebrate it with the family as well. And we'll see. Hopefully we can finish with a championship this year and maybe go off into the sunset thereafter.
Yeah, it's been a great career, mate, considering you started there, what, at the Gippsland Falcons and took you to the heights of, well, the Premier League and also the Scottish Premier League, where you really made a great name for yourself. And just on the, I guess, a lot of the fallout from this European Super League, and it's been mentioned that, well, it's just about time for Celtic and Rangers to perhaps join the English Premier League. I mean, what are your thoughts on that as someone who's had such an affinity with Scottish football?
Look, It's a hard one because obviously the history that's ingrained in Scottish football, and it's sort of the counter argument, exactly the same of what the Super League was, but it's always been there or thereabouts. Even when I was playing for Celtic, there were shouts of, you know, Celtic and Rangers were to get to the Premier League. The size of the clubs, especially worldwide, the support that they can bring, and if they were to have the finances of what the Premier League brings, they'd be certainly up there and challenging, you know, within, you know, a good space of 5 years. That's how big they are. Players would actually want to come and play for them because they're now playing in the best league in the world. So if it was to happen, I think it would be very interesting and something that I would be for because I'd want to see Celtic and Rangers playing against the very best and bringing even better quality of player to the clubs.
Well, yeah, it'd be fascinating to see. You just get the feeling maybe it's inevitable that it consolidates and happens one day, but we'll wait and see. Scott, great to talk to you this morning. Good luck against Perth Glory and go the Wanderers for the rest of the season.
Thanks, boys. Love the show. Take care of yourself.